Welcome to the Friday Shorts edition of Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Once again, we've assembled a fun and odd array of super short episodes for your enjoyment. This once-a-month experience is perfect for the short attention span crowd. They are fast, fun, and the perfect way to end your work week and your month. So check them out. Enjoy. I'm reading a book right now, by the way, called The Opposite is Also True. Jim Hobart gave this to me.
Oh, nice.
And it's a journal, but it blew my mind. When I first started reading it, actually, I got a little teared up because I was like, this is a special book. It says things like, get the perfect tools to create your art. Use whatever you have to create your art. Okay? Both of them are right answers, right?
Yeah.
But you get the freedom to choose, and then it asks you to document, how did it work out for you? You know, tell us a little story about when you found the right tools, how that affected your art, or how you powered through with just that one piece of graphite. You know, it's that kind of thing. And so it's probably 100 different statements like that that allow you to kind of say, hey, what am I doing here? You know, create an extraordinary volume of work. Spend all your time working on just one thing. That's kind of empowering, right? It's, so when I find things like that, I kind of get into them. I very rarely do all the exercises they tell you to
sure.
do because I feel like I have such a good imagination. I can just pretend and get the same value out of it. But it's really laziness. That's the truth. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's so similar.
But I like that. I like that book. I've always been a listener. I don't know if you knew that. I've always been a listener to this show because it's impossible to be a partner if you're not listening.
That's a good point.
It's kind of the primary.
That's a good point.
We're the primary listeners, quite frankly. And kind of we started this thing not really caring about the other listeners.
No.
We didn't really go out there and say, oh my God, we have to generate an audience.
No.
And we haven't. And so,
no.
Good. And the point is this. We like doing this. It's interesting. It will come to a logical closing.
Yeah, and then we'll have the AIs take over.
Exactly, because we've clearly provided enough material for them
to rock it. It's just patterns, right? Like, here's the thing. Like, back in the 90s, somebody invented this algorithm. So not even AI, just this algorithm that recognized patterns in classical musicians' pieces.
Mm.
And then it could create new pieces based on that. It's been tooled with since. It's gotten a lot smarter
yeah.
and better and everything. But, you know, you want something that sounds like Bach, here you go.
Yeah.
Because of patterns. And that's what AI does. It looks at patterns. We have almost 1,000 episodes. Like, you could look at us. AI could break us down easy and come up with, like, okay, well, this is where Nick says something ridiculous. This is where Bob accidentally changes the subject. This is where Nick tries to bring him back. You know, I mean, easy.
Accidentally. I don't know if it's ever accidental. I just like to change the subject. I am definitely a squirrel partner for you. I know sometimes you...
And you're
you do
doing
bring
it
me
right
back.
Now.
You do bring me back.
You're doing it right now.
I consider it brachiating. I consider that if we've opened a door to another subject, then I can walk through that door. It's like, you know, you're just like, let's take a look at what's in this room, slam the door. I'm like, no, let's take a walk in that room. Let's see what it's got to offer. There's treasure there. And then you can bring me outside.
Look, there's an adjoining room. What's in here?
Exactly. And they found their skeleton 3 years later in the basement. It's how it goes sometimes. That's how it goes. I can't do that. That's just, I can pretend I do. Sounds like it a little, doesn't it? I can only do one knuckle. That's all I can do. Oh! That actually, I'm like, what is happening right now?
So I did the cracking knuckles motion, but I did that sound.
The little elephant
just,
sound, and it was perfectly
yeah,
timed.
That,
so I thought he was
flinched.
Losing air. I did not really know what was happening there. I thought something broke. I was, you know, you're gearing for it. You know, I'm listening for the cracked knuckles sound, and then that sound comes out, and I'm like, what causes that? My brakes make that sound sometimes.
Speaking of brakes, let's be done.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was smooth. Smooth.
And that's the show. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in Monday for another episode, and then Tuesday for another episode, and then Wednesday for another episode. Thursday and Friday we'll also have episodes. Saturday, Sunday, no episodes. So you get a break. But then Monday again, tune in for another. You get the idea. Have a great day.